Track 9. More news stories. Firefighters hold large-scale gas leak exercise. Several fire crews in Teignbridge came together for a joint training exercise. Firefighters from Ashburton, Bovey Tracy and Buckfast Lee, as well as from Torquay, gathered at Flowgas on Wednesday, October the 23rd. The training scenario involved a gas leak. A person approaching the gas filling station had suffered a heart attack, crashing into the structure. But that was not all. A forklift truck driver, while taking avoiding action, had crashed into a large cylinder storage area. Fire crews worked alongside a hazardous area rescue team from the South West Ambulance Service to provide emergency pain relief to the mock casualties. The high-volume pumping team sourced water for the site's drencher system from the River Dart at Strawberry Fields Cafe. This was an excellent opportunity to practice a multi-agency approach to a major incident at a high-risk site, with many learning points for us to take forward and improve our response to an incident at the site, a spokesperson for Buckfast Lee Fire Station said. Thank you to everyone at Flowgas who've been instrumental in the success of the event, and to Strawberry Fields Cafe for the access to the river, and to everyone who drove carefully whilst retrained in the area.
Engineering project wins another award. The £42 million project to build a shelter to protect the main rail line between Dawlish and Teignmouth has won another award. The Parsons Tunnel Rockfall Shelter Scheme won the title of Best New Build Project over £10 million at the Institution of Civil Engineering South West Awards. The project involved construction of a 110-metre-long protective structure next to Parsons Tunnel at Holcombe to prevent boulders and cliff debris falling into the railway. The shelter has been built to withstand the impact of a 5-tonne boulder falling from the cliff face above. Arup & Morgan Sindal Infrastructure delivered the project for Network Rail, using innovative techniques to overcome the challenges of working on a constrained site next to the sea, sheer cliffs and a live railway. The award judges were impressed with the cutting-edge aspects of the scheme, including the first ever use of a travelling rail-mounted gantry crane to build over a live railway. They felt the project was a fitting addition to Brunel's legacy, as preparations are underway to celebrate 200 years of the modern railway in 2025. Staged annually by the Institution of Civil Engineers South West, the awards recognise the achievements of civil engineers and highlight the contribution infrastructure projects make to the region. Miranda Housen, the Regional Director of the Civil Engineers South West, said, "Celebrating these achievements not only highlights their contributions to our communities, but also underscores the vital role civil engineers play in shaping a sustainable and resilient future for the region. And there's a photograph of the rockfall shelter over the main railway line between Dawlish and Teignmouth.
Students' trip to deepest, darkest Peru. 15 students from a Newton Abbott school travelled to deepest, darkest Peru for a trip to explore the country and help its communities. The group from Coombs Head Academy spent 4 weeks in the country, where their epic adventure began camping in Camp Moray in the mountain valleys of Moray, 3,600 metres above sea level. While there, they helped the local community build 3 additional bathrooms, doubling their washroom facilities. The students learnt about life in Peru and were shown how to build and cook food in mud ovens and to speak the local language of Quechua, and explored an ancient Inca ruin where thousands of different varieties of potatoes have been grown in their own microclimate. The group then travelled 2,000 metres down to Camp Sacred Valley, where their project work included creating a community garden where locals can plant, grow and sell crops to the local market. The team helped plant more than 200 avocado trees, which will provide an injection of funds into the area. A three-hour walk up the mountains of Sacred Valley took them to within touching distance of a natural waterfall. The students then returned through the mountains to Camp Maras to work with the school. The group helped improve the play area for nursery children by digging, raking, mending, and giving it all a lick of paint. At their final camp, the students visited another school to teach English and helped by washing up and cleaning toilets. They prepared land for a new irrigation system, as well as sewing large sections of fabric together to create a shelter for new crops to be shielded from intense sunshine. The trip ended with the hardest challenge, walking for 5 days on the Solkante trek to Machu Picchu. Every student completed the trek and visited one of the wonders of the world. Helen Coulson, Coombs Head Academy head teacher, said, "I am so proud of all the students who took part. It was clearly an adventure they will never forget and thoroughly enjoyed." The group also supported many local communities in Peru and helped to improve living conditions, boosting the local economies and embracing the Peruvian culture completely. And as you can imagine, there are 5 pictures of very happy-looking students with the background of the Peruvian mountains in the background. And there's one of them sitting with some children in one of the school classrooms, and another one having a little break during their Peru trek. It all looked fantastic, and what a wonderful experience for them all.
Collaboration to enhance SEND education. Colleges in Devon are working with Devon County Council to provide more places specifically to support the further education of hundreds of young people with special educational needs and disabilities, SEND. At least 350 additional post-16 education places for young people with SEND will be created at Exeter College and Petrock College's 2 campuses in Barnstaple and Tiverton, thanks to a multi-million pound bid to the Department for Education and Devon County Council. The plans involve creating new on-campus facilities at the 3 sites, with dedicated purpose-built spaces designed to meet the requirements of young people with a range of additional needs. The courses that the colleges will offer are currently under review and will be confirmed shortly. The funding from the Department of Education is essential in providing quality further education local to families in Devon that will help young people achieve better educational outcomes, leading to improved employment prospects and independent living. The colleges are also developing a wide-ranging programme of support for young people with SEND, beginning even before students attend, to help make the transitions from school or other educational settings to the colleges as positive as possible. Councillor Lois Samuel, Devon County Council's Cabinet Member with responsibility for services that support children and young people with SEND, said, "We and our college partners share an ambition to make further education in Devon more accessible to greater numbers of young people with SEND."